This is True Styles, and we tuning in with the Brad Gilmore Show. Shout out to my boy DJ Motown, and you are live on demand.
This is the Brad Gilmore Show on demand or demand.
What's going on, y'all? This is DJ DMD, and y'all are checking out Brad Gilmore Show on demand right here.
What's going down? It's your homie Dope Easy, the Southeast Beast, and make sure you tune in to the Brad Gilmore Show.
On demand. On demand. On demand.
And now, here's your host, Brad Gilmore.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the one and the only, the Brad Gilmore Show. On the man. Summer is officially over. It is fall. It is Monday, September 21st. Wave goodbye to summer and
throw up your hands if you love a big booty
and keep them up in the air. Shout out to Jennifer Lopez. Hey, girl, I know you see me. I know you see me, girl. For those of you who wonder why I might be shouting out Jennifer Lopez, she followed me on Twitter this week. You know, no NBD, no big deal. She got a new video out called Booty with Iggy Azalea and herself. Directed by Hype Williams, and it's got a lot of booty in it. So y'all make sure want to go check that out. So shout out to you, Jennifer Lopez, for looking out for your boy, Brad Gilmore. Brother. Anyway, we got a great show for you today. It's a fantastic episode for you today. We a lot of the times, you know, I reach out to people I know to get on the show, but sometimes DJ Motai or Ashley Imani might reach out to somebody they know and bring them on board. And this week we have DJ Motai's childhood friend, True Styles, is in the building, and we talked to him about a lot of stuff, you know, and I already know I'm going to get some Twitter backlash from some of you Nas lovers, and I'm a lover of Nas, don't get me wrong, I love Nas, but we get into the ever so everlasting, such as a gobstopper from Willy Wonka's Factory, argument of which was better, Takeover or Ether. So many people say Ether, and so many people are wrong. They're dead wrong. So we're going to get into that debate. So look forward to that on the show. We talk about his career. He's got a new project coming out, his first project in 4 years. He'll talk all about it. He's got a brand new video. We'll get to True Styles in a minute. So much stuff is going on here with the Brad Gilmore Show and in my life in the network. I want to start off with a couple of announcements. Now, starting here on the Brad Gilmore Show Network and on several other channels, we're going to be debuting we already debuted it yesterday, but we're going to start every Thursday a new episode of Harrell. My dad's name's Burrell, so I think that to say it that way, but Harrell's wrestling podcast, Harrell Wrestling Talk, some guys who me and Matt Topolsky did an interview with a few weeks back, you know, right before Summer Champions for Reality Wrestling. And now we've teamed up with them. Me and them and Reality Wrestling are putting out the Reality of Wrestling Report, which is a pre and post show every Thursday, available on hwtpodcast.com, bradgilmore.podbean.com, and the Brad Gilmore Show Network. So make sure y'all stay tuned for that. First episode's up. Go check it out. They're amazing, amazing show. Very great. Shout out to those guys. And go follow them on Twitter and all that, hwpodcast.com. So Row Report, the Reality Wrestling Report, coming to you. And also, I'm teaming up. I'm going to let y'all know this. You know, I didn't want to let the cat out of the bag, but I got a lot of stuff coming down the pipeline, so pause on that. But I got a lot of stuff coming down the pipeline, so I can let y'all in on this little nugget. Starting here on the Brad Gilmore Show Network soon, another brand new show. I'm going to be teaming up with Jet Eye Master Hash Brown from the Houston Elite MCs, and we're going to start with Marvel Comics, the Marvel Cinematic Universe. We're going to be reviewing every Marvel movie in the Cinematic Universe, which starts with Iron Man in 2008 and leads all the way up into Guardians of the Galaxy. And we're going to review one every other week or every month, whenever we feel like it, leading up until Avengers 2, Age of Ultron. And then we're going to start with DC, brother. So stay tuned for that. We're going to be debuting the show. It's called Nerds with Friends. We're going to be debuting it here in the next couple weeks here on the Brad Gilmore Show Network. So subscribe if you haven't already, if you want to make sure and not miss that show. Also, it's been a crazy couple weeks, you know. Last Saturday, we had the Reality of Wrestling live television tapings. Such an awesome show. Main evented, of course, by Ruthless Ryan Davidson of the Pride in a ladder match to declare the new television champion. So those episodes coming up soon on Channel 57, The Cube. You can check them out on YouTube, realitywrestling.com. More on that later. We also had the Fantasy Camp, and the Fantasy Camp was awesome. We had a lot of great young guys coming out trying to see if they got what it takes to be a sports entertainer or a professional wrestler. Of course, the camp was led by Booker T. Also, trainers such as Kelly Kevin, Rockstar Robbie, Eric Lockhart, and some special guest appearances from Stevie Ray of Stevie Ray Incorporated. Of course, he was seeing if there's any talent he can sign to Stevie Ray Incorporated to be under his expert tutelage. I also heard that later on today, this is Monday, by the way, Stevie Ray is going to have a important announcement regarding the Reality Wrestling Heavyweight Championship. So that should be interesting. So stay tuned to at the Stevie Ray on Twitter. I'm sorry for that news. Speaking of wrestling shows, I just finished watching WWE Night of Champions. Amazing, amazing show. Great pay-per-view. They knocked it out of the park again. We had three title changes. John Cena wins against Brock Lesnar, but it's by disqualification because of that pesky Seth Rollins. So Brock Lesnar is still your WWE World Heavyweight Champion. But back to Reality Wrestling, we got another live show coming October the 11th. A lot of surprises and stuff we have to announce coming up. So stay tuned. Go get your tickets right now. They're available at realityofwrestling.com. And we've been talking about all these new shows and podcasts. You know, I got a call the other day about something big, something that might be real special. And that's all I'm going to say about it. Y'all got to stay tuned for that. I also want to talk about this. Over the last few weeks, there's been a lot of leaks. Yeah, that's what I said, leaks. And I'm not talking about what you men do when you're at the urinal in the public restroom. I'm talking about leaked photographs, pictures of certain celebrities of a specific gender. That's right. Something's been going on. We've been seeing so many nude celebrities pictures popping up on social media and the internet. Now, here's the thing. It's an invasion of privacy. They shouldn't be leaked by this user who's hacking iClouds or Dropboxes or whatever he's hacking to get these pictures. But hey, you know, I'm not mad at it. I mean, if they're out there, I had to look. You know, I'm a serious podcaster. I had to look and make sure that these just weren't rumors, that these pictures were leaked. So I had to go research. You know what I mean? I just had to go research and do a little Google search and see what was going on and see if these pictures were real. And they are. They are. A lot of celebrities have. Let me read you a little list. These are the celebrities so far whose pictures have been leaked. At least the ones that I saw for research. Research purposes. The ones I saw for research purposes. Let me read you this list. Kim Kardashian got a couple of shots leaked, one from the front, one from the back, probably sending them to Yeezus. We know Kanye is not a happy man about that. Gabrielle Union. I used to think she was so hot back in the day. I mean, she's a beautiful woman, don't get me wrong, but I used to think she was so hot. Gabrielle Union. You know, Dwayne Wade isn't happy about that one. Not at all. Jennifer Lawrence. I wish I said Jennifer Lopez, but no. Jennifer Lawrence, the Academy Award winning actress. Jennifer Lawrence, Kate Upton, the Sports Illustrated model. Vanessa Hudgens from Disney Channel. This is like the third time she's had naked pictures leaked. You think that she would learn. Megan Good from Think Like a Man, Think Like a Man 2, and Rihanna. Rihanna, we've also seen her naked. We've seen a lot of these women naked before. Kim Kardashian, Vanessa Hudgens, and Rihanna. So anyway, I mean, here's the thing. The RZA said this. I saw RZA say this, a friend of the show, and Wu-Tang Clan founder. And he said, if you don't want your pictures leaked, don't take them. And you know what, RZA? I think that was a very, very astute and intelligent observation that you had. So shout out to the RZA. Shout out to all the nude pictures. You might want to go research if you have a podcast or you're writing articles or something. You know, you might want to research these pictures and make sure they're real. Don't take my word for it before they get deleted. But, you know, definitely a big invasion of privacy. Whoever hacked them is probably going to jail whenever they find them. So anyway, moving right along, I got my flu vaccine this week, but I got a nasal injection or nasal mist the first time I did that. But it actually gave me light symptoms of the flu for a couple days. Wasn't fun with that. Tonight we got Debonair Lounge, Cafe 4212, and this Friday, Privé Houston. So check those out on Instagram if you want to go to that. I'm reading all of my notes off my new iPhone 6, and I didn't have to wait in line because I got it UPS delivered, knew right when it was coming. Very, very simple process. Next time a new iPhone comes out, guys, don't go to the Apple Store. Just have it delivered to your house. It's so much easier. That's all I got, though. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Brad Gilmore and at Brad Gilmore Show. Also, DJ Motai at DJ Motai and Ashley Imani at underscore Ashley Imani, spelled like it sounds. We're about to throw it into DJ Motai's Monday morning music mix, and then we'll be right back with our interview with the one and the only True Styles. So stay tuned to the Brad Gilmore Show on the man.
You officially in the mix with DJ Motai.
Turning the back with long crushed down rose, lounging like a lavish dog. On the shots, he's with my African queen. Don't pick it on the neck, watch the shot with the key. Not a single through the glamour. Sitting all through the man, exotic white beaches and pieces. Cause he wants to drop a canner. Take tacos and cabana. Long trees, in a cabana. Having lost a man can dream. Five money, Tony Montana. Next stop, reach me Atlanta. Adjacent GA Savannah. Grinding every day, my last. God, he knows the answer. Tell him death under the sea. Living life, drawing the breeze. Vision life and aspects through all colors and creeds. They say love is blind, you might can't see. If this ain't the bright life, then I guess it's a dream. If the whip ain't nice, then I guess that it's me. Living life stress free, forever ride with me.
We got it, baby, baby.
Gonna be the white tee, gold chalk, Tanqueray, loves a couple sipping iced tea. The move is real, the vibe is strong. We go hard all day, party all night long. Oh, Mr. DJ, I watch you spitting that song. And after I finish two seconds, then we getting it on. Louis Vuitton, Siri on, strap again, wrist wear. Chilling in my B-boy stairs, that's how we do, yeah. Pacific Islands, Canary Diamonds, Mosaic Tiling. Hit the sun strip, whatever wilding. Straight fundamental, offensive, a specialist. Through a rack, I throw like once in the moon, and she catch this. Spanish style, vintage, exotic, level breakfast. Heavy VIP lounge and the signatures on the guest list. To the window, to the wall, we hit the exit, and it's back to big one. The sky high, we back in Texas.
We got it, baby, baby.
Tiptoeing in my Jordans, caught a gang down. Tiptoeing in my Jordans, just cop the Porsche. Tiptoeing in my foreign, you motherfuckers boring. You sleeping on me snoring, don't worry, cause I'm tiptoeing in my Jordans, caught a gang down. Tiptoeing in my Jordans, just cop the Porsche. Tiptoeing in my foreign, you motherfuckers boring. You sleeping on me snoring, don't worry,
what's up,
cause
to my what's up to my haters? I done fucked around and sang a hook like Anita Baker.
What?
Neon icon, 57 city tournament. I'm first class to Spain. You still buying Ralph Lauren?
Polo.
Mike rock Hirachis. I flip photo Porsche, big body.
Body.
My shirt say Versace. TV screen in my left pocket.
Left pocket.
I'm from California, but I done moved to Texas. My bad, I'm dyslexic in the four-door mango Lexus.
What?
At the titty bar, I ain't afraid to tip 'em.
No. Me and Sergio throwing pesos at some strippers. Still rocking J, still fuck minimum wage. I just left Neon Rave tiptoeing through my back cave, cause I'm tiptoeing in my Jordans. Try to gain time, tiptoeing in my Jordans. Just got the Porsche, tiptoeing in my phone. Did you motherfuckers born? You sleeping on me, snow.
Real, recognize real. Young niggas stacking M's. Pull up phones with a new bitch.
Real, recognize real.
All my niggas trip, I ain't gotta talk. All my niggas gon' kill.
Real, recognize real.
I'm headed to the top, nigga. Can't stop me, nigga, no deal.
Real, recognize real.
I'ma tell you how it is. Your bitch fuck with me cause I'm trip.
Seen in the Maserati, beautiful bitch with a lot of body. Ride shotgun with a shotty. All my shooters really got a body. Shot them down, never knocked the hoes. I just knock them down. If she body fly out of town. She was selling pussy, I was selling pounds. Hustle right, then it's fuck a price. Talking down, then you ducking right. Bitch, we busting, nigga, fuck a fight. Little nigga got my muscle right. Like Michael Jackson in Thriller, I got the goons, goons, goons. Bitches on dick, all they do is ride. Vroom, vroom, vroom. Running laps around you pussy niggas. Zoom, zoom, zoom. If life is a bitch, my studio like the boom, boom, boom. My time is money like I'm on the clock. Flipping my money like I'm on the block. Got it on lock, like crack in the pot if you like it or not.
Young niggas stacking M's. Pull up phones with a new bitch.
Real, recognize real.
All my niggas trip, I ain't gotta talk. All my niggas gon' kill.
Real, recognize real.
I'm headed to the nigga, can't stop me, nigga, no deal.
Real, recognize real.
I'ma tell you how it is. Your bitch fuck with me cause I'm trippin'.
Real, recognize real.
I cannot fuck with no pussy niggas. Y'all is not cheap. Haters, you can imitate me all you want. Y'all is not me. Who your favorite rapper's name? Bet I'm killing your top three. I hear these niggas, they taking shots, but they never pop me. Bitch, get your aim right, then get your change right. Living that lame life, fucking that same height. No wonder you ain't right. You not on my level, we not the same type. Niggas be bumping but can't fight. Is it my clothes? Is it the hoes? Is it my flow? I'm killing these shows. I used to be broke, I know it ain't dope. I really don't play, live what I say. Plug in the bay, stayed in LA. Calling the place, do what I say. Place your order, get it all in the day.
Young niggas stacking M's. Pull up phones with a new bitch.
Recognize real.
All my niggas trip, I ain't gotta talk. All my niggas gon' kill.
Real, recognize real.
I'm headed to the top, nigga. Can't stop me, nigga, no deal. I'ma tell you how it is. Your bitch fucked with me cause I'm trippin'.
Some bitches. I just fuck they bitches. I don't trust these bitches. I don't trust these bitches. Fuck these bitches. I just fuck these bitches. I don't trust these niggas. I don't trust these niggas. Fuck these niggas. I just fuck that bitches. I don't trust these niggas. I don't trust these hoes. Got your bitch the trick and spent it all on clothes. Skinny nigga, but my pockets swole. Real niggas get pussy. Pussy niggas get exposed. My main bitch on some other shit. So I been fucking with my other bitch. Not my side hoe, I'm talking about my other bitch. I don't know her name, but I fuck her like I love her bitch. She fucked the click, that's a flipper chick. She hopped up on that pole and did a stripper kick. I can get you paid, is you with it, bitch? She hopped up on that stage, I told her, get it, bitch.
Jump up the deuce for the south and the north. Boys talking down and boys wanna hate. I jump up the deuce for the south and the north. Boys talking down, don't make me feel like I jump up the deuce for the south and the north. Boys talking down, I leave them on the streets dead. I jump up the deuce for the south and the north. Boys talking down, I got them diamonds in my mouth.
Well, it's that grind gripper from Houston, Texas. That bar, sip it at bar, no flex. I'm straight up out of that Swisher house where G'd ass right out of check. So check the neck, check the wrist. I'm ballin' status from head to toe. My jewelry shop sell more grills than George Foreman. Baby, now you know that ain't an igloo. That's my watch and that ain't snow. Baby, that's my chain. That's not an ice tray. That's my teeth and that's not a snow cone. That's my ring. That ain't Kool-Aid up in my cup. I stay sipping that purple oil. I stay flipping the slab on foes because I'm a hustle till I'm in the soil. My wrist game is one of a kind. Petty Philippe worth 100K. My work schedule out on the block. It's mad shop night and grind all day. No 401k for a hustler. Just bleed the block and stack that paper. MOB when it come to hoes. In a 40 cal when it come to haters. We all think blessed, not counterfeit. Got a 600 Benz for the foul kit. Got hoes at the HK turning tricks. Out running the track trying to make me rich. Too legit to quit. Stacking up that paper till I'm gone. So I'ma be working with real like Texas Splinters. Riding 20 inches up at a car.
Scale back on that deck, sit that vision well on that stove, next to that baked soda pirate, got that water off of that pot, let it boil up and get high, then whip it good with your red light, did that high, triple every brick you get, make paper off of that yayo, and Jay's about me bet they know, your bitch fuck when I say so, plus got head busts on my payroll, this bank here homeboy we don't play, violate me and this'll be your day, catch a nigga coming out of DOA, hit him with a chopper, leave him DOA, you can play with niggas, not me, okay, them other niggas suckers, I'm a G, okay, T-I-K-I-N-G-O-K, just respect that shit and you'll be okay. They get this straight once and for all. I run this shit, bar none of y'all. Ain't now one of y'all nigga bigger than me. Can't none of y'all take this city from me. Take years off and I'm still tight. I half ass and they still like it. Kick trap shit when I feel like it. Dope boy know what I live like. Then narrow off kilos. Big bank rolls on C-Lows. Off OZs make zeros. Here we back go. Out. It's time to hey. Trap back. Jump and get shit back.
You don't think I belong to you. Just too busy running shit to run home to you. You know that paper, my passion. Bittersweet celebrations. I know I can't change what happened. I can't help it, I can't help it. I was young and I was selfish. I made every every woman feel like she will mine and no one else's. Now you hate me, stop pretending, stop that frontin'. I can't take it, girl, don't treat me like a stranger. Girl, you know I seen you naked. Girl, you know that I remember. Don't be a pretender. Getting high at the condo, that's when it all comes together. You know I stay reminiscing and makeup sex is tradition. But you been missing, girl, and you might feel like nothing was the same. I still been drinking on the low, mobbing on the low. Smoking on the low, smoking on the low. I still been plotting on the low, scheming on the low. The furthest thing from perfect, like everyone I know. I just been drinking on the low, mobbing on the low.
You niggas ain't
fucking on the low, smoking on the low. I just been plotting on the low, scheming on the low. The furthest thing from perfect, like everyone I know.
Shit, call sir. My swag belong on the short bus. I'm smoking out in my tour bus. I'm chasing after that long money, and I don't take no shortcuts. Where the hell is we headed? I don't know, but I'm hot. I roll another zip of that box cream. Taylor gang, I die. A zip and a double cup. Bitch, I'm throwing up. Introduce you to the fast life, but I'm slow as fuck. Bad bitch, she take a sip. After that, she open up. Living like a rock star. I never been sober, bruh.
I'm smoking. I'm rolling. 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 I'm smoking. I'm rolling.
Shout out to DJ Motai. This is True Styles representing Houston, and you are live in the mix.
DJ Motai.
Smashing out, lashing out, keeping these bitches cashing out, licking their ass, passing out. Don't give a fuck if they mad or not. What you gonna do when they come for you? I'ma bust back like a hogger do. Mac and gang on the loose, tip the ball, love the dudes. High for super prostitute. I wanna choose what's stopping you. That nigga there cock rocking you. I'ma show you what a rock baller do. I might break the road like Danny Crab. PMC ain't Teddy P. I just jump in the bin and smash the gas. You wanna give me some ads, but the dick ain't free. Give me some ads, but the dick ain't free.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the one and the only to the Brad Gilmore Show.
On demand.
On demand. Motai.
Motai or Motai?
Motai.
When I'm wearing a bow tie, you call me Bowtie Motai.
Well, that makes sense. But why do people still say multi?
Because, you know, they're like, oh, like multimedia, like M-U. I got that yesterday. Like M-U, I'm like, no, M-O.
M-O.
Yeah.
Just tell people that they're stupid.
Yeah.
Your name's Motai.
Yeah. You're
trying to tell you that your name didn't make sense phonetically. Like M-O-T-A-I didn't sound out Motai.
Man, I know who it was, but I'm not going to say her name on there.
Was it Black Sugar? Put her on blast.
It was Black Sugar. Because she thought it was M-A-O-T-A-I or something like that.
That would still sort of Motai?
Yeah, I don't know.
It'd be very Asian of you. But Motai, we have a very special guest in the studio.
We have a very
right
special
now,
guest, yes,
in
sir,
Brown indeed. Sugar Studios. You almost got harassed getting in here, but
he pretty much did get harassed. I'm so sorry about that.
It's all right. It's all right. We won't even get into it. But Motai, introduce our guest to the people.
All right. So today, we have my longtime friend, my childhood friend, and Houston hip-hop artist, True Styles.
Man, what's up, man?
What's glad up? So, wait, hold on now. I'm confused. This is your longtime friend?
Bro, we grew up on the same street. Since I was like six.
6 years old.
Maybe even younger than that.
All right. Y'all into music back then?
No, we weren't. We were into some shit.
What were y'all into?
Man, we was into everything, man.
Shenanigans.
Why does that sound so weird?
It's wilder than your dreams, man. You couldn't even imagine what we was into.
What are y'all doing?
We're doing the six. We're bad, man.
Were y'all burning shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got it.
That's what little kids do. Little kids burn
stuff. Burn shit, you know, ride bikes till past the street lights come on and everything and into the woods and shit like
that. You know what's weird? Like, I was thinking about it. Like, now, like, when anyone leaves their house, like, you automatically, you feel like you have access to them 24/7 because, you know, they have their phone in their pocket.
Right.
But, like, when you're a kid and you don't have a phone, or even, like, think about people before cell phones were around, like, when you left the house, that was it.
Yeah.
Like, you're not hearing from them. There's no way you can contact them. You just got to wait for them to come home.
See, that was back in the day when your parents thought you weren't old enough to have a phone, and you were just begging them.
You were begging for the phone, and then when you get the phone, you realize, shit, they have 24 hours of access to me.
And now they can track where you are.
I would hate to be a kid in these days, right? True stuff. Wouldn't you hate to be a kid nowadays?
Man. Yeah. They don't be outside no more. It's like everything is in house, and I think that's why the allergen levels are so high nowadays.
Why?
Because they're not outside and not immune to.
So that makes sense. You know, my nephew's like 5 years old, right?
Oh,
almost six. Right when he like comes over to visit, first thing he says, "Uncle Brad, can I play with your phone?" Right?
Oh man.
He doesn't say, "Uncle Brad, can we get a kickball and get it popping out here in the streets?
Go ride some bikes or something.
Call some bitches and, you know, and come over."
Yeah.
You know, my nephews don't do that. They're not trill like that. But anyway, so y'all are childhood friends, which is strange. Y'all weren't into music.
No.
I feel like I'm interviewing both of you. But, like, I'm just trying to think, like, it's funny how y'all end up both in, like, hip-hop.
Yeah, it's kind of like you and Avery, except y'all were into music back then.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about your story, True Style. How long have you been – you're a rapper, obviously.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
How long you been in this?
Man, professionally, I've been in it since probably about the age of 20. That's when I released my first project, Laugh Now, Cry Never, Volume 1.
Yeah.
But I just always had a gift for it. As far as my family, you know, they always kept records around and everything, you know, so they kind of helped.
What do they have? Like, what kind of albums? You're talking about, like, the old vinyls? They're playing the old vinyls?
What inspires you?
What inspires me, man? Old soul records, you know, Marvin Gaye, you know, Ray Charles, you know, all of the great legends, you know, going back into the 60s, 70s, you know, I listen to a lot of them. Aretha Franklin, you know, everybody. All of that inspired me, man. Neo-soul, R&B, you know, obviously hip-hop.
Well, yeah. Okay. So you're talking about like Aretha, and you know, you're talking about like the golden age of music. You know, when like, you know, Motown and, you know, Sun Records on the country side of things. You know, so like, what is it about those old school records though that really get it going for you? Because for me, I like the sound of them. You know, when you hear like that old school guitar just riffing, you're like, man, it just sounds so sweet. You know, what is it for you?
Man, they were real creative. I feel, you know, the live instruments that was being played in them. You know, and I also like the fact that a lot of those records were made to inspire. You know, nowadays, I feel like the art of music, you know, it's no inspiration in it no more. You know, it's just a lot of negativity, you know, and you could kind of see our children nowadays are looking up to these people. So it might have a, you know, a play in society nowadays, too.
Well, you know, you do make a good point. Like, there's a lot of music out there, especially hip-hop, that's negative, focuses on, like, you know, drugs and sex and stuff like that. But, you know, it's crazy. At the time we're doing this interview, the number one album in the country right now is from a Houston artist. His name's Lecrae. He's a Christian hip hop artist.
Yeah, that's crazy.
To me, that's insane.
That's number one?
Yeah, number one album in the country, number one on the Billboard.
It's crazy, boy.
Wow.
So, I mean, I wonder, like, do you think that is showing us that we're finally kind of like, because to me, like, Christian hip hop, and we've had DJ DMD on the show, who's now, like, you know, Christian hip hop artist, and it seems like it's its own subgenre within hip hop, you know. It didn't seem like it was like a very credited thing, because sometimes when you said like 25 Bibles, people would kind of snicker at that, you know, said 25 lighters. But do you think that now, like, because now, I mean, that impressed me like crazy. One, I didn't even know Lecrae was from Houston.
I didn't either.
I've heard him for as long as I can remember.
Yeah.
That he had this song called Represent back in the day. It was like, Represent, get crunk. If you know you repping Jesus, go ahead and throw it up.
It was like the crunk era of music. But it's just like, what do you think that means to you, True Styles, like that we have a Christian hip-hop artist as the number one in the country?
Man, I feel like that's crazy, man, especially him coming from Houston. So it's kind of showing that, you know, maybe we revolutionizing now in the whole art, you know, and we going more into inspirational music in the world. Maybe that, you know, all the negative and the crunk, you know, we had the crunk era. We had all kind of different eras from different coasts and everything. You know, in the 90s, we had, you know, hip-hop New York artists. So it might be, you know, the time where it's starting to revolutionize.
I mean, I could only hope. You know, it'd be nice, though, like to turn on 979 or 937, you know, and hear some Christian hip-hop.
Some positive stuff.
Positive stuff, positive. You know what I mean? It's very interesting. You know, you talk about, though, like 90s and stuff and, you know, the eras of hip-hop. You know, if you grew up with Motai, I mean, you grew up, you know, we're all in the same age bracket.
Pretty much, yeah.
So, like, you know, our big influence was, like, early 2000s, late 2000s, you know. So who are the guys you would listen to?
You talking about in the 90s or just general?
Just in general.
General, man. This list continues, man.
Like, when you have your phone and you're going to your music app and you want to hear some music, who's the first artist you'll click to?
Man, I'm a big Tupac fan. You know, obviously, 90s era, Notorious B.I.G., Rakim, Jay-Z, Kool G Rap, Nas, obviously. He's just one of my favorite artists. Man, Big L. Man, the list continues, man. I could go on and on, man.
Man, Big L was something serious, man. I mean, he definitely, like, went so before his time. You know what I mean? Ebonics is still one of, like, my favorite records today just to listen to because it's just like when I like think of like a 13-year-old white kid and I'm listening to Ebonics and I'm like I'm learning all these phrases that I didn't even know existed before. So you're really big into like New York hip hop. Like you name pretty much all New York rappers except for Tupac.
Man, I'm a West Coast fan, man. West Side Connection, man. Far Side, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of West Coast hip hop, man. Mac-10.
You said Nas was like your favorite of all time.
Tupac and Nas probably tied for number one.
What is it about Nas? Because I'm gonna be honest, like I know he's a good rapper, but I've never just been able to get into Nas. You know,
Nas, man. He's a street poet, man. You know, and he just talks about what he saw in his childhood years. You know, he don't perceive to be gangster or nothing like that. And you know, he's a true artist. You know, he goes out there. You know, you got. If you listen to his music, you know, especially Illmatic is probably the best CD, hip-hop CD of all time that's been rated. It was written. You can see that he came back and went platinum again. You know, after he dropped that, most artists can't come back and go platinum. And, you know, just a lot of his records, man, it's poetry. They even got a song called Rewind, man. We tell a story backwards. You know what I'm saying?
That's pretty awesome.
From the beginning to the beginning. And, man, he got a lot of dope music, man. So, and I think that he's real creative nowadays, you know. When he did the album with Damian Marley, and you saw how he made a record for all people, you know, with African music and everything.
Yeah.
I thought that was dope, too.
Yeah, no, I think he definitely takes risks. I think the biggest risk to me was he took on one of the greatest of all time. He took on Jay-Z.
Jay-Z.
What did you think of that? Ether versus Takeover, you know? I mean, Jay versus Nas. This is a question I like to ask everybody.
Yes. Right when you said Nas, I looked at Brad. I was like, he's going to say something about this.
Because here's the thing. I'm such a Jay-Z fan. I'm like the biggest Jay fan ever. And to me, when people say Ether was better than Takeover, I think they're retarded.
Oh, man.
You think Ether was better than Takeover?
Hey, man, I guess I got to be retarded, man.
Why? Well, I still – no one's giving me a great argument of why Ether was good. I even think it's a good song. I even like listening to it.
Takeover that you like listen to it.
I like listening to Takeover.
Okay, yeah, I think the instrumentation in Takeover was hard, but
that's Kanye West producing. You know what I mean?
Kanye, man, and then that Ether. I feel like, you know, Nas, he went in straight for the point. You know what I'm saying? And you know, we in a society where in America where you know they want to hear the rough. You know, just going ripping it up. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and instead of Jay-Z, you know, came in kind of subliminally. On Takeover, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't just, you know, you had to kind of make out to see what he was saying. Nas, just, you started the record off FJZ, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he got so deep into it, you know what I'm saying, where he was talking about, you know, you a fan, a phony, you fake, you stand, I still whoop you. You know, he just got personal and personal and personal. Ether, you know, was just like a point for, you know what I'm saying? You know, even some people feel like Jay-Z do the little devilish stuff.
Yeah.
So not Ether is like burning hell.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, but to me, Ether was just like, this is how I've always described it. To me, Ether was always just a bunch of schoolyard disses. Like, you're gay, your lips suck penis.
You know, I'm going to go with that because, like, I think now it's like, people listen to your lyrics to see how you can make something, like, you know, you can say something, but you can mean, it can mean so many different things.
Yeah.
Instead of just saying, being straightforward with it.
Well, I mean, because, like, I mean, literally, I mean, all it was to me, now this is, maybe I'm biased because I'm a Jay fan, but, like, to me, it was just like, you're gay, you have big lips, you're stealing Biggie's lines, you're a phony, you're a fake. But then Jay comes at him, and he was just talking, like, so much, like, facts. He was facts-only Jay-Z when he was just like, he said, yeah, I sampled your voice. You was using it wrong. You made it a hot line. I made it a hot song. And you ain't getting no coin. You was getting fucked then. I knew who I paid, God. Searchlight Publishing, right? Like, he went into it and was just like, no, I did sample your voice for Dead Presidents. You didn't get paid for it. People remember my song. They don't even know what song that came from for you. And then he was pretty much saying you have a one hot album every 10-year average. You know, man, saying Illmatic was the only hot album.
But I thought that was a false line Jay-Z said. I mean, anybody, you know, who listened to Nas, I feel like, you know, his albums, you know, he did come with better albums. You know, Stillmatic was obviously good, you know. He had
Nas has like a pretty decent discography, but you know Jay was just pretty much like saying, like, you came out with four albums in 10 years, right? Jay was like, at this point, Jay-Z's only been rapping for 5 years professionally, right? 5 years. So from 96 to 2001, and he had number one album after number one album after number one. I mean every album Jay-Z's ever released has gone to number one on the Billboard charts.
Yeah,
gone platinum.
I agree to that. You know, Jay-Z is a great artist, and he has a lot of, you know, records, and, you know, he sold a lot, you know. And, but I feel like, you know, me personally as a listener, I'm never a person that's just big on singles. You know what I'm saying? I want to hear what you have to say. You know what I'm saying? Faces the fact what the world want to listen to. You know what I'm saying? Because me, I'm not really, like, you know, a follower. Somebody like Beyonce drop a new song. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not just finna listen to that. But, you know, I want to hear what you got to say, and I feel like you know, Nas, he gets real lyrical, third person. But I feel like, you know, Jay-Z, you know, I tip my hats off to him. He can make great singles, you know what I'm saying, and be on the radio. But, you know, stuff like Nas, you know, come out with stuff like Poison, you know, talking about, you know, how drugs and, you know, everything that's just, like, bringing you down, like, your body and everything. Like, his stuff is just real, 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 real complex and real deep. So I'm more of a deeper, you know, analyst and audience. You know?
Okay, I'm going to get some flack for this and Twitter titers, Twitter haters, get on me now. People are too Twitter tight in this game.
Hate tweets at Brad Gilmore.
Hate tweets at Brad Gilmore. But Reasonable Doubt, I'll go on record. I'll tweet this out afterward. Reasonable Doubt is a 10 times better album than Illmatic. Oh, we're going to leave it there, though. We're going to leave it there. So let's focus on True Styles, though. So you said you've been rapping how long again, like professionally?
About 20, since I was 20 years old. So that's probably about 4 years.
Okay, so you're 24 now.
Yeah.
And you just came out with a project last year. Is that what you said?
2010.
Oh, 2010. Is that your last project?
Last project, and my new one I'm working on right now, and we just shot the video for it.
Mm-hmm. So wait, so why like a 4-year hiatus? That seems like a long time.
Man, 4 years, man, you know, man, I went to school and got my education, man. So I'm proud of that. You know, I got a business degree. Ain't too many rap artists got degrees nowadays.
No, yeah, definitely. So where'd you go to school?
Stephen F. Austin. Man.
Stephen F. Austin.
Shout out to SFA.
Why'd you feel, though, you had to go get a degree? I mean, was that something that your parents, like, pushed on you? Or your mom pushed on you?
Man, I'm an artist, man. Like, I'm more of an artist, man. It's just not all about music for me, man. It's about me just learning the world in general, man. You know, painting, everything. Man, I just love, you know, the whole thing about art. But I feel like, man, out here, man, you don't never want to limit your education. You don't, man. So it's best to keep learning at all times.
Oh, no, I definitely agree. So you take those years off, though, but see, like, from 20 to 24, I mean, that could be like the prime of your rap career right there, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, man. It's all good, man. I still was releasing music in between, but, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, but, I mean, I feel like, you know, your education, man, you know, man, it could be a downfall for anybody's career, man. Like, you know, you see a lot of hot artists, you know, come in, you know what I'm saying? And once they flop, they don't have no money no more, so it's best for them to should have went to school and got a job, you know?
You know what's funny? Like, I was thinking the other day, like, you remember, like, when, like, it was the hot thing to have, like, a ringtone, like, on your phone, like,
right.
know, someone call, and, you know, you have, like, now I'll get out, or something, like, playing, like,
pick up the phone because the money coming in.
But it was just, like, there were, like, a generation of rappers who made
Like, I remember, like, seeing some interview. I can't remember who it was, but he was like, well, you know, we moved, like, 500,000 singles, but we moved, like, 2.4 million ringtones.
Man.
And I'm like, bro, first of all, good for you. I mean, you know, that $249 a piece. I remember how much a ringtone costs. I mean, it's just crazy how we've gone from, like, a generation of, like, we want ringtones and we want, you know, hot singles. But I feel like now, don't you feel like now we're about the album? Like, we want to hear the project.
Man, it's really kind of hard to tell because I feel like we're still in a generation where people want to hear singles. It's like, I mean, lyrics ain't too much. I mean, I don't want to say that because I feel like, you know, people like Kendrick Lamar and other artists, you know what I'm saying? They helping bringing hip hop back to what we listening to, I mean, what we saying in the music. But at one time, it was just bubblegum rap. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be biased or nothing, but that's how it really was.
It was there was a sense, that's what I'm saying, like the Snap Music era and the Soulja Boys of the world, you know, No Knocks, but I mean, that was their kind of, their lane, what they were in. But I do feel like we're getting to a point of like, where we like to listen to a full project. Because now, like, I used to be the guy who, like, I would go, when someone released an album on iTunes, I'm like, all right, let me see who they have featured. Oh, this has blah, blah, blah. I'll download that. But now it's like, I want to buy the whole thing. I want to listen. I want to put it. I want to buy the CD.
Man, what I did.
I want to put it in the truck.
I paid attention to the name of the title of each track. I'm like, that sounds good. I'll listen to that one.
but you know what's crazy? Like, and that was probably like when we weren't like really heavy into like making music or creating
it.
But like, I think there's a large majority of people out there who that's the only way. That's how they pick their music. They're like, oh, this has Future on it. Download, you know, oh, Rihanna, download, you know, and they don't even think, oh, that sounds like a cool song title, you know. It's crazy, though. Isn't that insane?
It is crazy, because you might be missing out on some hot shit.
You know, you talk about Kendrick Lamar, and, you know, obviously he put out Good Kid, Mad City, which was an awesome, awesome album at the end of 2000. Was that the end of 2012? Was that how long ago it was?
Hey, dang, I think so.
It was like the end of 2012, like November 2012 or something. But since then, you know, he hadn't put out an album. You know, he's working on something. He might take 4 years to create a new perfect project. You think, though, that Kendrick's cooled off a little bit, True Styles?
I mean, man, I can't. I don't really like speaking on too many other artists. You know what I'm saying? I like focusing, you know what I'm saying?
On yourself,
like,
I feel that.
But you know what I'm saying? I still probably haven't really listened to the whole Kendrick album straight through. So, you know, I want to speak on something that, you know.
You haven't, okay. Okay, we'll get off Kendrick. So let's get on True Styles. What can you tell us about this new project you have coming up? What's it called?
which is my slogan, Laugh Now, Cry Never. It's basically, you know, people laugh. They say whatever they want to say, you know what I'm saying? But it really don't mean nothing, man. You know, just never give up out there and just keep going for your goals. So that's the name of my title. And it's Volume 2, which is a sequel to the first one.
And why make it a single, sequel.
Sequel.
And not like a new thought?
Man, I feel like if you look at a lot of people who, you know, come out with albums like, let's say, like Lil Wayne, Carter 1, Carter 2, Carter 3, you know, and they feel, when people start to hear that name, they be like, oh, that's True Styles. You know what I'm saying? So instead of coming out with different titles, you know what I'm saying, I could come out with something else, you know, and then something else, and then something else. But they be like, oh, when I hear that slogan, I know that's who that is.
Okay, so you think like every project you put out is going to be
not, but I'm, you know, I'll probably one day I cut off, you know, maybe it'd be Volume 3, Volume 4, you know, but I'm not sure right at this moment. But.
Yeah. So, but you're working on Volume 2,
Volume 2
right now. Maybe even taking a page out of Jay-Z's book, Volume 1, Volume 2. I'm just saying. I'm just kidding. So you're working on it now. Is it finished?
No, it's not finished, man. I could say we probably about 40-50% completed. Production on there so far is me. I got a producer, a couple joints, man. My boy Camo Beats. He did two for Meek Mill's Dream Chaser 3. He did Chris Brown and Tank Shots Fired. He did. He got a couple other artists. Mariah Carey. He did some other joints, man.
You work for Mariah Carey?
Yeah,
it's pretty fly.
It's my close homie, man. I've been knowing him since about seventh grade, man. So.
Oh wow.
He did my whole first
family.
Project.
It's like a family affair. Okay, so you got a lot you're working on, but you're only about 40-50% done.
40-50%.
When can we expect it, though, True Styles?
Man.
I mean, we can talk about how close you are to finishing it all day. When can we expect it?
Man, I'm looking for maybe December 25th, man. You say 4 years it's been. So I'm going to try to make the date where I dropped it on Christmas, man, in 2010. I'm going to try to do a little anniversary.
Oh, okay.
If I don't, man, forgive me, fans, I'm going to make it on my birthday, January 21st.
Okay, so but we're going to get it either December or January.
December, January.
Okay, okay. Now, but you already said you shot a video for it. Now, tell me about the video. What's the song? What's the video?
Oh, man, the video was called Grind With Me, man. It was with a singer out of Boston named Shalia Monet. Shout out to Shalia. She was on 106 and Park before. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah, she's cool, man. We went down there to Galveston, man. Had a nice little turnout, man. We shot it on the beach. We had a boat scene and a little night scene right at Pleasure Pier. And shout out to everybody who participated and all the models and all my homies.
Oh, but yeah, you were saying, like, you know, we have to have models in our videos, right? Like, I feel that.
It's
we have
necessity.
To. It's like a necessity.
Mm-hmm.
But let me ask you this, True Style. Are you in a relationship right now?
Oh, man, I'm single, man. Ready to mingle.
Single, ready to mingle. You know, he's hot to trot. Are you attracted, like, on a more than a physical level with these models that you see? Are you a model kind of guy?
Man, you get a little personal.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? This is a Brad Gilmore. I'm just trying to get to know you. You know what I'm saying? Hey. I'm trying to let the fans know you.
Hey, man, it depends, man. It just depends.
It depends?
Yeah, man.
That's a really good way of not answering the question.
It's like, man, you going in the ice cream store, you know what I'm saying? You might want a different flavor for the day. You know
okay,
what I'm
yeah.
So, oh. You know, it depends, man.
I like how you put that.
Of course you do, Motai.
Yeah. Motai, you ain't just a vanilla fan, huh?
Man, I like all 23 flavors.
Motai's been all up down the Baskin Robbins.
Oh, man.
I feel you. You might want a different flavor every day. Do you have a flavor you like to go to? What do you like? You mean, do you like... You like, you know, like a chocolate vanilla swirl. You like some Rocky Road,
man,
pistachio.
Man, lemon, man. I like them all, man.
Lemon. Oh, okay. I see where you're going with that.
What is that?
Lemon. Yellow. Yellow bone, Motai. Gotta be quicker on the trigger, brother.
I know, man.
Okay. Let's talk like celebrity wise. Who do you like? Who you like? What celebrities?
Oh,
you talking about
women?
I'm talking about women. No, what dudes you find attractive?
Man, none of them, man. Man, women, man. Man, Aaliyah was cool, man. Rest in peace to Aaliyah, man. You know, she was a cool, you know, lady, man. She seemed like she had a nice vibe to her, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, really she was nice looking as well.
Yeah, man, I like a lot of women with the natural hair, too. You know
okay.
They got class. That's,
you're not into the weave and the extensions and all that?
Man, it's cool, man. You know, some ghetto girls, man. You know, I guess I'm ghetto myself.
Still,
man,
addicted to them hood rats?
Nah, man, not hood rats, man. But, man, shout out to the hood rats out there.
Yeah, shout out to the hood rats, the bops, the thoughts.
The thoughts, everybody that still put the makeup in the mirror in the car.
Everyone's sitting on a sink right now trying to take a selfie of their ass.
Yeah.
I think that's the go-to pose for the hood rats.
Yeah, that's the go-to pose. And, you know, man, everybody is still burning this back of their neck with the curling iron and their little hair stick up. The ones with the baby hair on their face, man, shout out to them.
Shout out to the baby hairs of the world. But to me, so, like, back on the models, just for a second. We all know they're models for a reason because they're attractive. We like them. Yeah. We like to look at them majority wise. There might be a few exceptions of women who have a great personality and are amazing conversation. But tell me this: if you're looking to settle down with someone, True Styles, and you're looking to find that one, you see what I'm saying? Do you want a girl that has booking info in her Twitter bio?
Man.
Ooh.
Man, that's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Man, it's kind of hard, bro, man, you know, to work that out, you know. And I feel she probably would feel the same way about me being an artist, you know what I'm saying? Me talking to models and talking to other ladies and working with singers and stuff. But I feel like, man, you know, most likely, man, you know, I probably wouldn't want to do that, man. You know, probably someone that would be there down to support all the time, you know, a lady, you know, with class and everything. I'm not saying no models have class or nothing, but...
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, that's what I'm saying. Like, you never know.
Yeah.
You never know. But to me, I'm with you, you know. You don't want a girl in the industry.
Nah, man.
You want to say, baby, stay home. Let me do this. You know, let me take care of this. Let me get mine.
Man, I feel you on that.
You feel me, Motai?
I feel you on that.
But I don't know. Okay, so anyway, tell them one more time. What's the mixtape called? Or is it a mixtape or album? I didn't even ask you.
Mixtape. Man, mixtape. It's mixtape, but it's an album technically because it's all production.
All originals and stuff. Okay.
Yeah, so it's called Laugh Now, Cry Never, man. And once again, man, you know, the motivation, man, to keep going up. I mean, going out there and not stopping, man. You know, people could laugh, criticize, and say anything about you, but the cry never, man. Just never give up in life.
Never give up. I like that. So where can they find you on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff?
Man, you can find me on Facebook.com, Official True Styles, OFFICIALTRUSTYLEZ. You know, you can find me Instagram, Straight True Styles, TRUSTYLEZ, and Twitter.com, True Styles, CBR.
Twitter.com, True Styles, CBR.
CBR.
Okay, and we can expect it December 25th.
25th.
Or January
21st.
One of the two. Anything you want to say, Motai?
Yeah, once again, go ahead and plug the video since it's already released.
Well, video's out.
Somewhere they can
video's
find it.
Video's out.
Oh, the video, man. Go to youtube.com/TrueStyles, TRUSTYLEZ, official TV. And or you could go to True Styles Grind With Me. And it's out on YouTube right now. Just released 2 days ago.
Type it in. Check it out. True Styles. Appreciate you for coming on the Brad Gilmore Show, a lifelong friend of DJ Motai's.
Yeah, what's up, Motai?
I'm looking forward to hearing more stories of bike wrecks and burning down houses and stuff.
No, not burning houses.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, man, you mind, before we go, you mind telling us, you know, things that float your boat?
Things that float my boat.
Yeah.
Oh, he's trying to interview you now.
Yeah.
Oh, he's trying to interview me? Actually, before I answer that, I want to. I never ask anyone this, but I feel like you're a rapper's rapper. Do you want to spit something for the people?
Oh man, y'all want to hear something, man?
Spit some acapella.
Yeah,
spit
man.
Spit something.
Which man? I guess I do a little punch lines, man.
Go ahead, bro. Do you?
All right, man.
This is True Styles on the Brad Gilmore Show.
Yeah,
man.
It go 1, 2, 3 into the 4. I'm all Madden with the flow. Are you rookie or pro? Like Shipley's, I get dope. Billy Blanks, I kick flows. Pitch an amber color drop while I pull up in a Rose. Musso, Taylor Swift. When I'm going off the west, like Kanye, and watch me get it off of my chest. Grade A with the paper when I'm placed to the test. Beat the boys with the flow. Spinelli off recess. I'm Bruce Lee when I kick spit. So step into my dojo. Too deep smelling these sharks. F riding solo. Hop about the bed. Turn my swag on in a polo. I eat beats running through tracks just like Flojo. With a buzz, I light up the year. Holding on my Woody, they done. I put a spit through him, Goldberg, yelling whoopee. Once I lay the smack down, I'm so raw. Spell backwards, I'm Rambo, I mean war. If you with the mind games, yo, I got a C4. Turn heads like the extras, he'll scream she's a whore.
Yeah, True Styles.
True Styles.
In the building. You can find him online. Go look his video. Grind With Me is on YouTube right now. Just came out. Go like it. Go subscribe to his channel. Put it out on social media. True Styles, appreciate you, bro.
Man, appreciate you, man. You too.
Yeah, and that is our interview with True Styles, the one and only True Styles. We want to give a big shout out to him for coming through to the show and blessing us with his presence. What y'all think? Do y'all like the show? Do you hate the show? Let us know. Go over to iTunes, write a review. Give us 5 stars, though, if you really like the show. It helps us with our algorithm. Also, go favorite us on whatever. Go favorite us on whatever. Go to Stitcher Radio. Stream us on Stitcher Radio is what I meant to say. Follow me on Twitter at Brad Gilmore. Use the hashtag BG Show when listening to the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand. That's all we got for you for this week. So tune in next week to the one and the only, the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. Please subscribe on iTunes and add us to your playlist on Stitcher Radio. Come tune in next week. Oh, yeah.
The Brad Gilmore Show expresses views and opinions that apply to Brad Gilmore and his guest alone. They do not reflect the views and opinions of Reality Wrestling 2011 or any other entity.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is the coach. You're checking out the Brad Gilmore Show with the dress shoe wearing, Ric Flair good hair having, entertainment world champion, Brad Gilmore. World champion, Brad Gilmore. Brad, did you really think I was going to cut a promo for you, supporting you? Listen, man, I was born a heel. I'm going to die a heel. And in the middle, I'm going to roll a heel.